Extra Life was born, it just occurred to me that gamers should be able to do the things they love to help sick and injured kids as well. And so the funds that Extra Lifers raise can go to a variety of purposes in the local area at the local hospital.
So maybe your extra $20 or your extra $50 goes to curing 87% of children with leukemia.
62 kids like me enter a children's hospital every minute.
And I was one of those kids. You could save their life too.
Play games, heal kids.
It's the Geek Cave Podcast's live annual Extra Life Marathon for Children's Miracle Network. Donate now to help your local Children's Miracle Network hospital at geekcavepodcast.com. Now, here are your hosts, Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
All right, everybody, and welcome to Geek Cave Live.
Yo.
Hey.
We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Geek Cave Podcast. And it is our annual Extra Life podcast. And before I turn it over to Justin, with it being the comics segment, I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Chad.
And we will be playing Lego Batman while we do the podcast. It's going to be interesting. By the way, if you are just catching us for the first time, be sure to go to extra-life.org, look for the Geek Cave Podcast, or click on the Extra Life button at the top of the screen at geekcavepodcast.com, raising money for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. At the time that we are starting this live version of the podcast, we're a little over $2,500.
Yeah.
So congratulations, everyone, and we do have a drawing to get to. So congratulations to the winner of our three-month Gamefly membership. That would be Christy Reed. So, Christy, we're going to be in touch with you and let you know how you can claim that. So, comics.
Yeah. Yes, it's Extra Life time. Time to help kids. True, they smell and their soulless eyes creep me out and that annoying meh grates on my last nerve, but they need help. What? Human kids.
Yeah.
Not baby goats? Ah. Welcome to comics. Brought to you by Shirtosaurus, digging in clothing from your past so you can look rad today with great t-shirt, sweater, and hoodie designs on everything geek chic. Whether you're a fan of old school gaming, anime, 80s cartoons, or just, you know, you're just a little weird, find something for you at Shirtosaurus.com. And Gamefly, with membership options for every budget, plus gifts for gamers of all ages, Gamefly has thousands of titles that you can keep as long as you want, and when you're done, just send it back for the in the postage paid envelope for a new one. Or keep it forever and pay a lot less than those in-store prices. Sign up for your free 30-day trial right now using the link at geekcavepodcast.com, where you can also find the link to our Extra Life page.
Woo!
So, yes, we are currently playing Lego Batman, the OG one, the best one.
Agreed.
And, yeah, how are we doing, guys?
I'm doing great.
So far, so good.
Playing video games with friends and raising money for charity. So nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Feeling good about all this.
Yeah, I'm excited to be a part of it.
Has anybody read anything or anything they want to talk about?
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
Be gentle.
It's Darren's first time.
I told you, be gentle.
Welcome to Darren's First Time, where I pick a comic that I've never read before, and I ask myself, if not me, then who? Okay, so picture in your mind, guys, a conspiracy theory that you've come across online. Just anyone will do.
Okay.
All right, got it.
All right, so which ones, you, Chad, what did you go with?
Elvis is not dead.
Okay, Justin?
The moon landing is faked.
Okay, turns out that both of you are right. In fact, the moon landing never happened. Lee Harvey Oswald never killed JFK. The earth is flat. Whatever crazy theory you heard, it's true. It's real. All of them. All at once. At least that's the idea behind Department of Truth, which is written for Image Comics by James Tinian IV. It's a secret organization within the U.S. government tasked with making sure people believe the correct things. Now, the twist is it's not because they're trying to cover up the actual truth, but because truth itself is relative.
Oh, wow.
And malleable. And basically, well, I'll get to it in a second. One secret agent finds out in this series for himself. Cole is an FBI researcher. He gets pulled into an interrogation room and convinced that the feds are about to kill him because of what he's seen. Now, during the interrogation, we learn he was keeping an eye on some flat earthers, and he learns they're being financed by some pretty wealthy backers, manages to infiltrate their ranks, and he is shown a film definitively proving the moon landing was staged. Then he takes a flight with them and discovers there is, in fact, an edge to the planet Earth, and that the world is a flat surface encased within a giant glass dome. That's when the people he's with are killed by a black ops agent who takes Cole into custody, and now we're caught up. The man interrogating Cole happens to be Lee Harvey Oswald, and reveals that things are not always what they seem, because truth and reality, as I said, are malleable, depending on how many people believe in a certain thing. The Department of Truth's job is to make sure the world doesn't go all wonky by keeping certain groups, like those who believe the Earth is flat, from getting too much influence, because if they did, the world would really be flat. The twist is that history rewrites itself depending on how many people believe in a thing.
Okay.
So if enough people believe that the Earth was flat, history would rewrite itself. The experts who had, quote, hidden the truth would become vilified. There would be mass chaos in the streets. So just to recap, the world really is round, but only because the majority of people believe it is. Oswald welcomes Cole aboard, saying they didn't grab him to kill him or silence him. They want to recruit him. And that's where the first issue ends.
Okay.
I will admit it's a pretty cool idea for a series, and I would keep reading it. If the if the art wasn't so goddamn awful.
Oh, no.
All of the colors are washed out. Character design's a little off-putting. Justin, think of Grant Morrison's Arkham Asylum, A Serious House on Serious Earth.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Another one.
Good book. Really wonky art.
Exactly. So in the usual terms that I use for Darren's first time, this book would be like someone with a great personality, but a face only a paper bag would love. So,
a face only a paper bag would love.
Well, so, then.
Maybe pick up the first volume from the library before you commit long term.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's.
That's something.
That's something, yeah. So, Chad.
And now it's time for Chad Savage's stupid question.
Well, as you know, I've been doing a lot of reading of Batman things this this year.
Yeah.
And specifically digging into the world and of Ra's al Ghul.
Uh-huh.
So, last month, you know, we answered the question about the Lazarus pits and the cremains, half the cremains.
Yeah.
Give you a full person and you can throw in the other half and get the other half, you know, you get clones.
Mm-hmm.
So if we establish that two halves of cremains get clones, theoretically, if I kill one of the clones and cremate them, then I can get two more, etc., and ad infinitum. So does this confirm Willy Wonka in the DC universe and the surprisingly dark way that he got the Oompa Loompas?
I mean, theoretically... you ever see Multiplicity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Keaton one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always that chance. I need to crunch some more numbers, so I'll get back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow. Was not expecting that.
Weren't expecting the Wonka reference tonight?
Uh-uh.
Well, there'll be one in the movie segment, too.
Oh, fun.
I mean, sort of. There was a trailer.
Oh, well, yes, there was. Well, has anybody else read anything?
I wish
ongoing reviews?
I wish I had. I'm excited for Ultimate Spider-Man, which Marvel just announced shortly before this taping.
That is true, yes.
Which is they're you know, they're finally caving to the fans who are like, for the love of God, let Peter and Mary Jane be married again, by saying, okay, but
alternate universe,
Peter Parker doesn't become Spider-Man until he's a full-grown man.
I love this.
Which, you know, he's not even bitten by the spider till he already has a wife and kids. And, oh, yeah, he has a beard. And yeah,
that just makes him cooler.
It does, really.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all we know for sure about it. Other than that, I feel a bit conflicted because I don't want to give Spider-Man editorial my money. They've already shown me that they don't really care what I think.
Yeah.
But I also don't want this to fail, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a tough kind of like Schrodinger's spider book. I don't know.
Schrodinger's spider.
Yeah. Yeah, Schrodinger's spider. So, but that's the only thing that I really thought a lot about for ongoing comics, because I'm still, you know, I'm waiting for the trades. I'm keeping up with Nightwing. And that's still really great. But Nightwing's a pirate now, so...
Yar.
It's a good time.
Okay.
The Nightwing books are still good.
Well, I would hope so. Chad, have you read anything new? Or?
I wish I have, but I have not.
Okay.
It's been a real busy week.
Okay.
Month. How long has it been since we've recorded? God, it feels like forever.
Not that long.
If there's nothing new, then I guess we'll just go to the main event.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare yourself for Justin's long box. Yeah, baby. Extra long.
So, continuing my year of strange and bizarre storylines, this month's is no different. May I proudly introduce you to All-Star Section 8.
Oh, All-Star Section 8.
Yes. Section 8 is the name of the group I'm talking about, but it's the All-Star Edition.
Okay.
So Section 8 is a ragtag group of, and I'm using this term loosely, heroes, who in the past... have included such members as Bueno Excelente, Phlegm, Jean de Baton, the Defenestrator.
Oh, no.
Does he throw people out windows?
Yes, by carrying a window pane that he smashes over people's heads.
That's awesome.
Friendly
I'm not
Fire,
mad at that.
Shakes. Dog Welder, remember him?
Yeah.
And is he the guy who fixed the star?
Yeah. And their leader, Six Pack. Not because he has six pack abs, but because he is drunk all the time.
Oh, so Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Worse.
Okay.
Section 8 has, again, they're loosely heroes, but when the chips were down and the Justice League couldn't handle it, they showed up and Six Pack sacrificed himself for the greater good.
Okay.
At least we think so.
Ah.
So here we are introduced to Sidney Speck. He's an art critic. He's very loved by the community. And he's at an art showing. And he's, you know, regaling them. And somebody orders a drink. And it's non-alcoholic. Well, Sidney takes a drink and suddenly starts taking his clothes off, vomiting, and becoming a general nuisance. And as he's chugging a bottle of whiskey, he closes his eyes, and when he wakes up, he's in full six-pack costume regalia.
Okay.
And he's at a bar with all a bunch of other B-class, well, probably D-class characters. He knows something's wrong. He can't put his finger on it, but he knows something is wrong, and he needs to reform Section 8. Fortunately, a lot of them are dead. So,
fortunately?
Unfortunately, a lot of them are dead.
No, fortunately.
So he's recruiting new members, such as Power Tool, which has a drill coming out of his mask. Bueno Excelente is still around. By the way, Bueno Excelente is a very slovenly dressed individual. And when I say dressed, I mean he's wearing what can only be described as a banana hammock and a trench coat.
All right.
The grapple, which is just a guy in a grappling with a grappling hook. The at this point second or third dog welder, I forget. This is the guy who found the dog welder costume in a pawn shop, put it on, and suddenly was infused with the power of dog welder.
And, now you're just making stuff up.
Yeah. And Guts.
Guts.
Somebody who is a person of indeterminate origin who is just vital organs.
All right.
In a random compilation. So Sixpack is trying to recruit as many of them as possible for this whatever mission. And then he looks out the window and sees the Batmobile. Perfect. We need Batman.
Sure.
So he runs outside to try and explain the situation to Batman. And we are treated to a montage of various classic images of Batman inserted into this new book. Like, here's a picture of Neil Adams' Batman, the classic blue and gray suit, action pose. Sixpack is
you
trying
mean to... Adams West? No,
Neil Adams. Yeah. I wish it was Adams West.
Adam Wee.
And while he's trying to talk to Batman about this, the Batmobile is getting ticketed for double parking.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It's a huge vehicle.
Yeah. And then we're treated to the scene of, you know, you remember when Batman's back got broken by Bane?
Mm.
Well, it's that image of Batman saying, I've bent over backwards to help you people.
Okay.
To which the African-American cop goes, you people?
What?
And then Batman is trying to recover, but I'm not racist. I'm not. And then we see Batman
no, I'm
holding
elitist.
Six-pack like the Death in the Family pose. He gets a ticket, is mad, drives off. Batman's not going to help.
Lovely.
Then Six-pack gets the idea. Oh, what about Green Lantern? So he and his buddies are all wearing Green Lantern shirts on a roof. They say the oath. Nothing happens. Well, bollocks. He tries to return the shirts to the store. In the background, while Sixpack is arguing with the clerk about, yeah, he can return the shirts. No, he didn't wash them. I don't know what that goo is. We see a Tyrannosaurus Rex with a space helmet on, robotic arms that make them, you know, normal length for what the size of the being, holding a laser sword, fighting Green Lantern. Green Lantern wins. It's only when the T-Rex collapses on the ground that Six-Pack is like, oh,
Green Lantern wins. Green Lantern man. They have a fight. Green Lantern wins. Green Lantern man.
Six-Pack runs out there to try and recruit Green Lantern. And Green Lantern's like, no. I remember you. I don't need that kind of bad press. Green Lantern hails a taxi and drives away. Green Lantern, who can fly and has flown in this comic so far, hails a taxi and drives away.
I don't know what else to say.
I mean, I have no words.
Next, Six-Pack tries to recruit Martian Manhunter, who agrees because he too has sensed something wrong. Well, in the meantime, there's a lot of subplots going on here, and I'm only mentioning this one because it ties directly into Martian Manhunter. Guts is in the bathroom, and Bueno Excelente is in there being a pervert.
Right.
Well, out of Guts comes Sir Percival Orifice Tape of the Worm. A talking tapeworm.
Yeah, of course it is.
Why not?
And challenges Bueno to
a duel. Good job, Robin.
And Bueno gets to choose the weapon. Bueno smiles sinisterly, and we're not exactly sure what happens, except that when Martian Manhunter goes to use the restroom, he sees something, and I'm only going to say the automatopoeias. Slide, grind, grope, poke, lubricate, fondle, envelop, enter, so forth, so forth. You see him beginning to cry, and he flees because he can't believe what he's just seen. The tapeworm has been defeated.
Of course.
Begging for mercy.
Thank goodness. I mean.
But Guts is now in love with Bueno Excelente.
Well, I mean, what?
Which flows into the next part. Wonder Woman.
No.
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Wonder Woman is at the bar, and she's like, no, I'm not dealing with any of you people. As she's leaving, she gets hit in the face with a comically large mallet and suddenly forgets kind of who she is. She sees stars and becomes this overly exuberant, almost ditzy kind of person. You know,
I think I've seen that
panel.
Yay,
I'm glad to be here. This is so much fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen that panel.
She's serving tea to Dog Welder. She's having a great time. It turns out that Bueno and Guts are in love and they're going to get married. And she's like, yay, a wedding. And she's there as one of the maids of honor. And it's all going well, and Wonder Woman decides, yay, it's time to celebrate, and she's getting a little too exuberant and breaking things. The owner of the bar hits her again with the mallet, and she suddenly comes to her senses and pretty much says, this didn't happen.
Agreed.
Turns around.
But it did.
And leaves. To which Six-Pack, now in an even more kind of stupor, is visited by Phantom Stranger.
Okay.
Who takes him on kind of a look into maybe what's actually happening. Maybe a possible universe. We don't know. But we see Sidney Speck naked in an alley. drunk off his ass. And Six-Pack takes his cape off, covers Sidney. And things just kind of morph back into what we know as reality.
Okay.
I don't like your reality. It is lies and balderdash.
I reject it. And
then Superman shows up.
No. No.
What?
I won't.
Superman takes Six-Pack to the Fortress of Solitude. And he knows Six-Pack is very downhearted, and he's trying to cheer him up, but nothing seems to be working. And he finally says, come with me, friend.
Oh.
You are a hero, and you did save us. And shows him the statue that was erected in Six-Pack's honor. Very reminiscent of the Death of Superman statue. Hands Six-Pack a full bottle of whiskey, and then we see Six-Pack waking up, chugging the whiskey, running through town, and the last panel is Six-Pack running through the streets yelling, Section 8, go! While Sidney, still naked in the alley, is covered in Superman's cape. I'm not sure if all of this was a fever dream of art critic Sidney Speck as he was drunk off his rear end in an alley, or what, but it was a trip, y'all.
It's somebody's fever dream.
It is definitely a fever dream.
All right.
There is everything you never wanted to know about All-Star Section 8.
You're absolutely right.
Never have more true words been spoken.
And I skipped over a lot.
Of course you did.
I really did. Some of it involving Dog Welder.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
So I want to thank our sponsors, Shirtosaurus and Gamefly. Be sure to check out our other shows. You Want Me to Watch What? The Week 3 Podcast. The Sporadic TLDR, and on YouTube, Geek Cave Plays and Retromantics. Look us up on social media, including Facebook, Twitter, well, you know, there's social media. Look us up on social media, and all the links can be found at geekcavepodcast.com. Be sure to tell your friends about us. We're on all your favorite channels. And
yeah.
Now, for your out-of-context comic panel, we see Thor standing amidst a crowd, looking a little, not perturbed, but unimpressed. I have feasted on the nectars of wild fruit in the land of the Norns. I have dined on the excellent halls of godly realms. This day, I am offered a creamsicle.
I mean, yeah.
If you're watching us live on Twitch, we're going to keep going, but this is the end of the podcast, the comic section. So for Kent, Darren, and Chad, I'm Justin, this has been the wonderful world of comics. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.